This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is still seeing high levels of coronavirus transmission and high hospitalization numbers, but those numbers are falling, and state pandemic modelers say the epidemic curve should continue to drop in the coming weeks. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The Colorado COVID-19 Modeling Group estimates that 1 in 19 Coloradans is currently infectious, but immunity to the Omicron variant is high and rising. Modeling estimates 80% of the state's population will be immune to it by mid-February. Infection numbers have hit unprecedented levels this month, but models project it will drop sharply in coming weeks, potentially back to low levels by the end of February. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Summit County has ended its mandate on people wearing masks indoors. CPR's Tina Sieg reports masks are still required in some settings.
The change in masking rules comes after a substantial drop in COVID-19 cases in Summit County. Masks are still required in county buildings and for children ages 2 to 11 at schools, camps, childcare facilities, and indoor extracurricular events. And the Summit School District will continue to require masking by staff and students. The county's mask rules will stay in effect through at least February 28th. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Investigators are still looking at potential causes for last month's Marshall fire. Boulder County Sheriff's officials say they're casting a wide net as they search for answers. A county spokesperson confirmed that investigators are considering three possible causes: downed power lines, human activity, or underground coal fires. Fire experts say there's no standard timeline for this kind of investigation and that it's not unusual for large fires to take months to examine. Colorado's 1.4 million Xcel Energy customers could face slightly higher natural gas prices over the next 3 years. Xcel is asking state regulators to let it raise rates to help pay for an expansion of its gas systems. The plan would go into effect later this year. This is CPR News.